Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Don't forget, Tailgate Ted is going to join us. He's already here in studio.
Adam, you have Kilgore. To explain why. I mean, kind of.
Well, Tailgate Ted went to Philadelphia over this past weekend to watch the Commanders at the Link.
And there were a lot of fans who made, and he went viral.
Yep.
Because
mm-hmm.
he gave kind of a Vince Lombardi like speech at the Hard Rock Cafe where mm-hmm. he just told us there was about 900 people that came through to represent the Commanders. So the fan base
nice.
Rejuvenated, traveled to Philadelphia, and he's going to kind of paint the picture for us and yep. then take us inside the stadium too. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So 7:25, we'll get into that with Tailgate Ted. All right. We want to shine a spotlight on Gen Z. And I always struggle with who are Gen Zers, what generation that is.
Uh-huh.
Are my kids Gen Z? I don't even know off the top of my head.
Like, we're Gen X.
We're clearly Gen X.
Was there a Gen Y?
It's definitely a Gen Y. They get no love.
They
need like a PR agent. Mike Marr, you know all the delineations and breakdowns?
Yep. So Gen Z is if you're born from 1997 through 2012.
Okay. So all of my kids are Gen Zers.
Yes.
Then.
Two of my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
What's after Gen Z? Because Isabella's 2017.
Gen Alpha, I believe.
Okay.
Mar, am I correct on that, or am I missing something?
Nope, I think you're all over it.
Gen Alpha, so for the younger set.
My youngest daughter is an alpha.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
So apparently
she is kind of.
Apparently the Gen Zers, they're terrible at cooking. They can't even whip up an egg on a stove.
I can relate.
It's like too much. It's too far of a bridge to cross to cook
it's
like
funny.
An omelet.
I think it's just the laziest generation. Like. All right, we grew up where you could order a pizza and it's delivered.
Right.
But now, everything with Uber Eats and DoorDash, mm-hmm. everything can be delivered. Yeah. I had a neighbor. Now, he's a little bit older. He's probably Gen Y, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in kind of a new urban townhouse, mostly townhouse community in Crown yeah. Farm in Gaithersburg.
Mm-hmm.
There are single-family homes, but he lived four blocks from places that he would order DoorDash from.
Oh, well,
he wouldn't walk to them.
Well, that's super laziness. Like, that's just lazy.
Yeah.
That's butt lazy.
He would order from Mezza Grill all the time. Like, what are you doing? You can walk there in two minutes.
I think I speak for a lot of us. I'm too cheap to have a crazy, like, Uber Eats surcharge tacked on. I'd rather just go get the food
myself.
Yeah,
but like the young people, they still like,
they use
my credit card and
correct.
They do it.
And they don't think about it. But
yeah, and then you yell at them and then they apologize.
And then they do it again.
Then they do it again. They, you know.
My daughters can both make eggs just so.
Yeah, actually the one thing my son
they
cooks
can definitely
very
make
well,
eggs.
He cooks about three things, is he actually makes, he takes pride in it, very fluffy eggs.
How does he get him super fluffy?
I don't know.
What's
I've
the secret
watched
ingredient?
Him,
like Brandon Lang's secret ingredient.
I think you're constantly, I don't know much about it, but I think you're just constantly stirring
them. You have
them.
To whisk them at all times?
Yeah, I think he's just sitting there whisking and whisking and whisking. Yeah. He makes very fluffy eggs.
Mm.
But he's living in New York City, and I actually had to have a talk with him last week because he's eating out 97% of the time.
Sure.
Because he's in the city, and that's just what you do.
Are you seeing those bills just
Yeah, and he, what
in?
He does is, because he's still like starting out his career, making very little money, he's paying for half of them himself from just some gristle he's had from his other internships.
Okay.
And I'm paying for half. And I finally said...
Chopping it.
I said, Steven, do you understand? My wife said this to him, too. Like, when I was in college, literally. Now, you're out of college, but this is even when I was out of college. I ate tuna fish out of a can. I would put mustard on it, or I would eat pasta. And I know this sounds gross, but you do what you got to do. I would eat pasta. I bought Ragu, which is like 99 cents for the sauce.
Sure.
And then I would even put my tuna fish on top of my sauce for my protein.
Okay.
And that sounds gross. And you're right. It's gross. But that's what I would eat.
That's how you survive.
It's a different world.
Day after day after day after day.
Yeah.
Every day I ate it. So he texted me yesterday. He bought like a case of tuna, like a ton of tuna cans.
Yeah.
And he bought a bunch of ramen.
Okay. So,
you know what? It's a step in the right direction.
Sure.
Even if he does that for one meal a day.
Because it can, I mean, it adds up.
It adds up.
It just adds up.
So Gen Zers can't make an egg.
They can. I mean, come
now,
on.
According to the survey.
Well, yeah,
I would think more male Gen Zers can't. I think a lot of females can't.
Of the
a lot
survey.
Of a lot of female Gen Zers cook.
They surveyed 1,500 Gen Zers. 42% aged 18 to 28 said they couldn't whip up a basic stir fry, while 27% couldn't figure out a simple soup. Which,
wow.
I mean,
what do you mean a simple soup?
Cut like soup
you
is
dump
generally,
it in.
Soup
you mean
is,
cut a can open?
You dump in the Campbell's, you fill up another can of water, you dump that in.
And then turn the heat on?
You throw it in the microwave.
I don't even believe
your
that.
Your soup is made.
Are you doing
I actually
microwave?
Don't even believe that.
You can do it either way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, I don't eat soup a lot, but I cook it in the microwave.
The thing that's interesting about that is that like the kids are so much, and a lot of us are. I mean, I am. I'm an adult, grown-ass man, near dead. I'm on Instagram, like the reels all the time, and you see like cooking stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they've popularized, you know, whipping up your own healthy meals and that kind of thing. I don't know.
I think it just comes down to being lazy or not. Like, I'll admit, I'm lazy. I didn't really learn to cook. There was a period of time when I would do the basics in college, in law school, but I've kind of chose not to
cook. You also have a weird Italian thing in you or something, like your dad, your mom always cooked for him. So it's kind of in your brain.
Maybe.
It's how you're raised.
But of my two Gen Zers, I have two.
Mm-hmm.
One cooks and kind of learned to cook, and she likes baking and stuff like that. And then Dylan, that kid's going to college pretty soon. He's not, I mean, he's just been spoiled. So
no,
like he doesn't
no
do anything.
Yeah.
I got to remind him how to turn on a toaster oven.
Yeah, but at least at college, like he's got a meal plan. Like he can eat on campus.
And meal plan does he need? He just needs chicken tenders over and over again.
What were you going to say, Drab?
Well, I think people just like looking at the reels.
And they don't want to do
that
it.
Trap, but you don't actually follow through most of the time. But I would say it's never been easier to learn how to cook.
Yeah.
Because of that, right?
Well, reading a book, texting a book, and trying to figure that out is hard than looking at some guy on a YouTube short.
Yeah. I mean, I know I make like these healthy drinks and stuff, believe it or not, because I see like a reel, like, oh, I want to try that. And, you know, you see how I'll put a little honey, a little turmeric, or whatever, and, you know, make something.
I would think, though, that, you know, these kids who use Uber Eats and all that, it's such a generational thing that anyone above the age of, I would say, 40, we just don't really compute. Why would you waste money on that? It's almost like our parents would never use Spotify or something like that.
Right.
But they will grow up doing that, and they will do that.
It's normal to them.
It's the new normal. They'll just donk off money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's reprehensible when they
order
$30 McDonald's.
It's
reprehensible.
It's nothing to
them. So dumb.
Yeah. But they're used to spending a lot of money on food anyway.
You're paying 3X what you should be paying. Like, if you pay $10 at McDonald's, you're probably paying 25 or 30 to have it delivered.
My wife does it. She'll get.
We never use Uber Eats ever.
The only time I've ever used Uber Eats is on this show.
We use it here sometimes.
Yes.
I will admit that.
I think I personally have never used it.
I know I haven't.
My kids have used it a billion times.
My kids have used it. I don't
think
I've ever used it.
I personally Never used it.
I used it one time when my mom was still alive and I needed to get a meal to Bowie and I was in Gaithersburg.
I don't even know how you do it. Is it a separate app? Honestly.
Yeah, the Uber? Sure.
Yeah. So honestly, I've never used it.
I don't have the apps either, but we do it here because we physically can't leave.
Yeah,
Mars doing it on a Saturday watching cartoons.
Yeah,
and he wants something brought to his house.
He's high on Zins. Yeah. He can't help himself. Yeah. His brain is going a million miles an hour.
I know. I know. It's a convenience. That's what the kids are. It's different. Think about it. If I was in college now, I probably would too. I come back for the bars at 2 a.m. What we would do is we'd go to Cluck U.
Right.
We would just
walk over there, stumbling across Route 1.
But nobody
go.
You guys don't do that extra mile of going to the spot, picking it up.
One of my roommates DoorDashes so much that he's a DoorDash member and he has a Dash Pass and he does the rare triple dash where he'll DoorDash all three of his meals throughout the day.
I
think what it comes down to
is he a tech billionaire and you don't know it? I mean,
no. It's either laziness or just the availability of other options.
Right.
So Gen Zers, the ones that aren't cooking, they're doing what Mike Marr's talking about, door dashing and just finding other ways.
Right.
I also thought that those cooking shows popularized cooking with young people, like Chopped. I know my daughter, I don't know if your daughters ever did it. It would be a fun thing. They would once in a while have a girlfriend over and they would just like make stuff, you know, for fun. You know, girls are different than guys, but
you know what I mean?
But the Chopped show inspired them. So I'm surprised.
I would think that survey would pertain more to males than females.
I
don't know how it's broken down by sex.
Because my daughter and her roommates cook all the time.
Yeah, my daughter cooks. My oldest. Now, my youngest, who's a pick, you know what it is? Brendan's a picky eater. And
Dylan,
if you're a picky, what did I say?
You said Brendan.
I'm sorry. Dylan is a picky eater. Kate's a picky eater. She's not a great cook. Like, she has a couple of things. Like, she'll cook her tortilla because that's what she eats.
Dylan can make a frozen pizza.
Right.
I mean, a chip can make a frozen pizza.
But if you're a picky eater,
slap it in the oven.
You're not going to make some nice meal because you don't even want that.
Right.
You just want the basics. You just want a pizza or a chicken wing or something. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's probably, what percentage of kids today... Do you think there are more picky eaters today, this is going into kids being spoiled, because I think that's part of it, than there were, say, when we were growing up?
Probably.
More picky eaters today?
Yeah.
Just because kids are generally more spoiled?
I mean, this is just my own experience.
As a parent, if your kid tells you, I don't want to eat that, you don't say, well, then you're going hungry tonight.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that
JP
would happen.
JP did that and lost the war.
Yeah.
I think Dylan defeated him.
I think
he's the only person to get a dub.
This is maybe my experience of the generation gap and how you're raised. But I think generally speaking, we are a softer generation, and some of that is a positive thing, right? We will tell our kids, "I love you" a million times.
I don't think that's
my dad
soft.
Was a yell at. You know, you're going to do this. You're going to mow the lawn. You're going to do this. Like that. That was the generation, right? You know, I mean, in some ways, we were the generation where our kids would just let us run around outside. Now you got to have set up play dates.
The kids are spoiled. They just are.
And so that's probably what happens with food. Like if you're asking what it was like, I mean, they would put food on your table and you're going to eat it.
I always kind of liked food, though. I wasn't just a picky eater by nature. I liked food.
My dad had a garden in the backyard. I was so sick of eating squash one summer, but I was not allowed to eat, the stuff that I wanted to eat unless I finished my squash.
Let's go to Kevin in Lanham. He wants to weigh in on the conversation on the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
I got so many mice or mouses. I don't even know what you call these cakes.
It's called mouse.
You have a multiple...
Multiple
computer
mice.
Mouses. What do you
I'd
call them?
I'd say they're mice. I would go right. Mice.
It's a tough one for me. Kevin!
What's going on, Junks? How y'all doing today?
Hey, Kevin.
We're doing good. What's up, bud?
What's up?
Hey, man. You know everybody has a side hustle. So my little side hustle, because I have an electric car, I do DoorDash.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, that this generation will pay for the convenience. Mm-hmm. I got an order to pick up a Snickers bar. And I got paid $8 to pick up a Snickers bar and drive it 3 miles.
How much was the total bill then for them? Like $15 or something?
Well, we don't see what they pay. When you're the driver of the DoorDash, then it just shows you what you get paid for it, but it doesn't show what they pay. Right. But I do, like, for instance, I could pick up pizza around the corner. Like, dude, I'm in Lanham. You know the Pizza Hut in Lanham.
Yep.
And I'll drive like 2 miles and get paid $23. And then sometimes they'll leave the receipt on there. And they're paying like $40, $30 just for the convenience of the pickup.
I would pay $40 for Pizza Hut breadsticks right now.
Is going to be Uber Eats tonight.
And I'm around your age, dude. I'm 45, and I'm like, listen, this generation of kids, we're going to be the old ones driving around picking up stuff for them while they're sitting in their apartments, not going a damn place, just getting Amazon, getting DoorDash, getting Uber Eats. And I'm like, hey, I might as well make some money off of them, their laziness. So I said, I'm going to make a little side.
I don't understand that, because if you're ordering a pizza from somewhere, Domino's or whatever.
Just pay the delivery.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just pay to have it delivered instead of the upcharge of Uber eating Domino's?
Because they're stupid. Kids are stupid.
Yeah, honestly, they might be the dumbest generation ever.
It's just stupid.
I'm so stubborn sometimes, like, I'll go to Domino's and pick up the pizza just because I don't want to pay the delivery.
You don't want to tip the guy?
They'll look at me like, what is this alien doing walking into a Domino's?
I do that all the time.
I get some looks.
We're a big Lito's family. So
I like me some Lito's, too.
You go pick up.
Yeah, I'm not saying Domino's in particular. I'm saying that I pick up food all the time. Now, some of the places don't deliver. Now, I guess they would deliver via DoorDash or Uber Eats. Like, I don't know, not once a week, but probably every couple of weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. Moby Dick, for example.
Oh, so I've never had
Moby Dick delivered. I just don't
really like any food on the whole delivered because it was made an hour ago.
It's a little chilly.
Yeah, it's just not the same. I'd rather, if I'm going to eat, and I like to eat out, believe me, I waste money, but I'd rather eat there. You know, except for fast food joints. Like, I don't like to sit down and fast food.
One of our listeners tweeted a picture. Was it Amy's birthday yesterday?
Yes,
you had a celebration?
Correct. Yes.
And did she tweet a picture
she
of
did.
An
empty restaurant?
Empty restaurant. Cakes loves that bit.
No. Amy loves it.
We both love it. It's amazing.
Yeah. A match made in heaven, these two.
We walked in. He said, sit wherever you want because there's nobody here.
Right.
And I said, yes.
There wasn't anybody else there. You were
by the time we were like halfway through the meal, there were two or three.
But when you sat down, you were the only two.
When we sat down, it was Amy, Flakes, the maitre d', and another guy working the kitchen.
Amazing.
That's exactly the way it should be.
That's what he loves.
That's why I love. I love it. Seek it out all the time. All right, coming up next, Tailgate Ted will join us. He'll give us the behind-the-scenes Commanders fan in Philadelphia experience that he went through this past weekend. We'll be right back.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Up about a cool contest, you could win an ultimate tournament trip to Las Vegas just by listening to 106.7 The Fan. Win a trip for you and three friends during the first two rounds of the college basketball championships, flights, hotel, and $20,000 in spending money.
Nice.
That's pretty nice.
Well, can I enter?
I'm guessing you can't because you're an Odyssey employee. Just download the free Odyssey app, listen to The Fan for at least 1 hour. Listen tomorrow for at least an hour for another entry. It's Odyssey's Slam Dunk in Vegas National Contest. For more information, go to odyssey.com/slam dunk. Or is that slash? I don't know. /slam dunk.
Yeah, I don't know.
Either. I think it's just slash.
odyssey.com/slam dunk for all of your information.
This one's a backslash. This one's a slash. That's a backslash.
So it's the Guns N' Roses guitarist.
Slash.
Yeah.
Odyssey.com/slam dunk, right. Just so we're clear. Right. Tailgate Ted is joining us in studio. Tailgate Ted had quite the whirlwind weekend heading up to Philadelphia. Not only for the game, he helped lead a big Commanders fan rally at the Hard Rock Philly the night before the game on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Ted has been all in on this team for years and years.
Mm-hmm. Yep, true.
He is dressed head to toe with your... first, start with your shoes.
Well, I mean, I got my Commander sneakers. You know, I got them every year when they come out. And I apologize for the voice, guys. You can obviously imagine I got yelled at and I was yelling back. So that's kind of how I lost it.
So you got Commander sneakers. All right, your pants, I don't know if that's Commanders related.
Nah.
But he's got like the varsity Letterman's jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got the Jaden Daniels t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Hope has definitely been restored. You've been waiting for this type of season
forever.
Like all time. The fans, but you've also seen the fans come and go. You've been here through thick and thin, season after season, and you finally got a little reward this year.
It's been a long time coming, and I never thought that this was going to happen. And I mean, I called you guys last week saying I thought I was going to die a loser.
Right?
And having to deal with Dan Snyder and that old regime, I even hate bringing his name up. But the fact that the Harris Group did this in less than 2 years of owning this team and all the fans are coming back. I mean, if you guys could see how we represented in Tampa Bay, all the fans that drove to Detroit and then being in Philadelphia, and I had people reach out to me saying, I'm coming in Saturday. I'm coming in Friday. Are we going to have a rally?
Well, I know on Saturday night, I was going with my wife and with Isabella to go see Moana 2, which I enjoyed. Drab said it was horrible. He took his kids to see it. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I put on our station, and I hear Grant and Denton, and I hear this raucous crowd in the background, and Grant was there at the Hard Rock, kind of set up the scene for us. There were like, now you took the train, but there were like buses, four buses going there of fans, and that ticket price was expensive.
Wasn't cheap, not gonna lie, it wasn't cheap, but a bunch of fans reached out on social media, and Rally Captain, who I do a podcast with, the DMV Mess Hall, he always organizes these rallies, but he was so busy with taking care of all the buses, I took that off his plate. So I reached out to the Hard Rock Cafe, sent a couple messages out. They gave us an entire back room and basically the entire restaurant.
Mm.
We had people coming in from London, people coming in from Hawaii, from Mexico. This fan base used to be massive, right?
Mm-hmm.
We just disappeared over the years. Well, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're back. So they wanted a place to be in Philadelphia where we could get together and be safe, and where we could wear our gear with pride.
Right.
So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted all of them to be able to come together and celebrate what this season has been.
How many games over the years have you been in Philadelphia?
I went to at least 24 games in Philly.
So you were prepared for what it was like with opposing fans coming at you because you don't shy away from wearing the gear.
No.
You don't shy away from wearing...
Have you been to all the
He wears
stadiums?
Jersey that says Tailgate 10. Mm-hmm.
Have you been to pretty much all the stadiums?
I've been to 26 stadiums, but since then, more have come in.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to knock them off the list.
Right. Is it by far the worst fan base, Philly, in terms of the way they treat opposing fans?
Oh, by far.
It's not even close?
Not even close. So many people sending me DMs and messages about what they and their wife had to deal with. Thing is, our fans showed up at that game, and they weren't scared. In the past, I was telling you, JP, that fans would walk up to me.
I would be there wearing my gear.
Fans would walk up to me, and they would open their jackets, and I thought I was getting a nice surprise. No, it was just them showing me that they were actually Washington fans.
But then they covered up.
And then they covered back up.
Oh, wow.
I saw our boy Chris Farley with his two kids. Yep. He was there. I mean, there were a lot of Commanders fans at that Philly game.
I can't believe that. I love Farley. I can't believe he took his two little kids to Philadelphia.
Maybe that was like he thought that was like his protection. Like people would be nice to him because he had his children.
The human shield.
Yeah, a human shield.
Yeah, two of them.
I think
Chris has friends who are Eagles fans, and so they were all together.
And he thought they would protect him?
Yeah, I think maybe that was his rationale. Either that or, like I said, human shield.
Or he's such a nice guy that he doesn't realize that people are douches. Because Chris is a really nice guy.
Oh, he's the nicest.
Yeah. Let's play the audio of Ted that went super viral when Dave Portnoy from Barstool retweeted Ted's speech from the Hard Rock Saturday night in Philly.
Guys, for coming out here tonight and representing, right? Yeah. Excuse my language. But what we wanted to do tonight, we did. We took over this place.
Yeah. We took this place over.
We wanted to have a safe space for all of us to be tonight, and that's what we did. I love each and every one of you guys, seriously. Y'all be safe tomorrow. Do me a favor. You take care of all these people at the Hard Rock. They welcomed us into their place. They took care of us. Thank you guys for being a part of all of this. All I gotta say is, we've been through 30 years of pain. Eat this up. You deserve this, and you deserve this, and you deserve this. All right?
Wow.
So what was that?
Someone obviously recording that, and so that's when it all kind of started. That's when the backlash started.
That was when the snowball started
going
downhill.
You've never been a target when you've gone in the past, like where you've had a lot of people giving you a hard time?
They didn't know who I was. They could care less about me at that point, but when Portnoy put that out, I woke up the next morning, and my phone had blown up. I actually turned it off during the day because it just wouldn't stop going off. And it was ridiculous. If I could tell you what was going on and happening to me, just trying to walk to the tailgate, my new name is Hard Rock Ted to everyone in Philly.
Right.
I mean, if someone wants to make me a jersey, I'll wear that next time I go.
Sure. Did you half expect it, though? Because when you get all those, you know, we like to call them ADs, attention dollars, at some point you might have to eat it.
There's going to be backlash.
Like you knew that, right?
Yeah, I knew that. I mean, I told you guys, I bought a mouthpiece. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods. I bought a mouthpiece before I went up there on Thursday night because Chief Z was like a father to me.
Okay.
And they threw Chief Z in a dumpster when he was in Philly. They broke his orbital bone. Huh. So I knew that something was going to happen.
Why would you subject yourself to that?
Because we love our team, EB. I know you do too, but I just...
There's different levels of love.
Oh, yeah. Different levels of fandom.
I'm actually not willing to get beat up over it. You know what I mean? Like, or yell
I mean,
you're
buying a mouthpiece.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if I have to
or spend about 10 G's.
Yeah.
But no one's going to stop me from representing my team. You guys know I love this team, right? Yeah. And I try and use the platform I've been given for something good. For charity. So all the Eagles fans that have been attacking me.
How much money did you guys generate? I know that you talk about this a lot. You can talk about the foundation that you're doing. I mean, it's an amazing thing that you guys are doing.
Well, I've been, over the years, different charities. This year, it's a charity for lung cancer, right? So when it's all said and done, we've hoped to have raised $15,000 because I talk about the Commanders and I throw a tailgate. I mean, what other platform can I actually use this for good? So that's why I did it. And on this Saturday night, Rally Captain is doing a Commander season celebration, and we're raising money for the Red Cross. Mm. We're taking donations for the people that have been affected by the wildfires. So if me thanking people on a video that I didn't know happened can actually cause some good, I'm sure it's pissing them off. But that's all that matters to me. I mean, yes, it's ADs, but it's real dollars going towards these charities that can actually use it.
Yeah.
Hard Rock missed out. They need to do some sort of collab with Ted.
I know,
Ted.
Right?
Do some sort of sponsorship, fly him out to Vegas for
I'll
the Super Bowl.
I don't know there was a Hard Rock in anywhere.
Not today.
There's one in downtown D.C.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
Where is the Hard Rock in Philly? Is it on the outskirts?
No. It's right downtown. So the team hotel was right across the street from the Hard Rock. So after we closed that down, I was at the team hotel. And we were drinking until about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Jeez.
And that's another reason why I lost my voice.
When you're there, what's the experience like? Are you being harassed the entire time, or does it really ramp up when it got ugly?
The entire time it was ugly
kind of from the beginning, but.
No, the entire time. I had people following me back to my hotel. And it was just
yelling at you?
Just yelling at me. Just hate. The second I got off the train.
And what do you have to do? You have to be quiet? You kind of have to eat it, right?
I pretend I don't speak English. Right? I don't say a single thing. Because they want you to engage.
Yeah.
So the second you actually acknowledge their existence, they just...
That's when they ramp it up.
Exactly. Yeah. So there was another video. The entire time I'm in the game, in the stadium, everyone's just yelling my name. There's a video of me walking to the bathroom where they thought I was leaving. I was going to go take a leak.
Yeah.
All right. But I live rent-free in all of their heads. So next time I go back to Philly, I know I've got a place to stay.
Hey, I'm curious. I don't know the answer to this. But after the Detroit game, there was a scene where Josh Harris, the owner, and some of the other owners, Mitch Rales, Mark Ein, were like drinking at a bar. Were you there?
Yeah. Well, that was the Westin.
Could you have imagined Dan Snyder ever doing that?
No.
Like, it's such a different era.
It is. I mean, I've gotten to know ownership. I mean, I knew last ownership. I've gotten to know this ownership. And I never thought I'd be taking shots with some of them. I don't want to say who, but, you know, just getting to know them. And these guys, they're like us.
Yeah.
They just got a lot more dollars than we do.
A lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to hear? You want to hear some of the chirps? It's kind of funny that Ted was getting and at the link.
Where did you get this from? Where's this audio from?
The Barstool Philly and crossing Broad Street and a lot of the fans there are videoing Ted.
You became a target.
Yeah.
It's a bad day to be Tailgate Ted. Not in our house, baby. It's a bad day to be Tailgate Ted.
Hey, congrats on the Hard Rock. Great takeover last night. Great job, the Hard Rock Cafe, buddy.
That's when you're heading to the bathroom.
That's when I was going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So they all thought I was leaving.
Right. It's just that for me personally, it would literally ruin the entire experience. Like, I want to watch the game. I want to be locked in on the game. And I got freaking these maniacs chirping me, ripping my hat off.
Let me ask you this, Ted, though. You say you don't engage, so give me the paint the picture for me when Terry McLaurin scores, where I think, great pass, great touchdown. Did that close it to 14-12? I don't remember the exact score. I think 14-12, like they're coming back. What are you doing? Are you firing back at any of them?
No, I'm high-fiving all the Commanders fans that were beside me.
Okay.
Because there was
That's like a little group.
Yeah. I didn't know them. They were all strangers. I'm not trying to big time, but they knew who I was, and we took pictures. But I'm high-fiving them. I'm celebrating. No one is going to stop me from celebrating. I paid for my ticket a lot more than they did, but I paid for my ticket just like they did. So I'm going to enjoy myself in that stadium.
Are you sitting next to... Now, you said, you told us, I think off-air, that your wife... Because you post a lot of pictures online. Your wife goes to Caps games.
Yeah.
She'll go to a Nats game with you, concerts and that sort of thing, but she does not go to these games. Do you go with anybody else? Are you sitting next to Rally Captain? Who are you sitting next to?
No, I was just with some friends. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't want her to be around this because she will say something.
Right.
Mm. When they attack me, when they call me
the
racist
slurs,
she'll get emotional. She wants to defend me.
Right.
So when they say some of the racist things they, spit out of their mouth, she can't hold it in.
Yeah.
So I don't want to put her in that situation or anyone that I know just can't handle the pressure.
So you did hear racial remarks from these guys.
Yeah. I mean, I hear it at every stadium I go to.
Yeah,
I'm Asian.
Right.
I get a lot of hate just because of that.
Right. Hey, so not to get too personal, you don't have children, right?
No.
If you have one, it's 100%. If he has a boy, he's going to name him Jaden, right? Have you thought about it? Talk about that with your wife?
I've thought about either Jaden or Jada if she's a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to.
Yeah, have to. Well done. It's on brand for Tailgate 10.
And you know, it just takes a certain type of personality, which I just don't have, to go and just get... Man, he basically takes a bullet
for the
team.
He's getting attacked by...
Were there some Philly fans that were just nice to you?
Oh, yeah. No, I took pictures with them, and I'm going to put them out. I mean, the last video that Valdi showed, I was congratulating this guy on the game, said, good season, appreciate you guys, good luck, you know, but they're not all bad. There's just a vocal minority gets off
bunch
on
of idiots,
trolling me and harassing me and all the other fans.
Are you rooting for Kansas City just because you hate
them? Oh, hell yeah.
I think some of the joning was fine and a little bit funny. Uh-huh. I mean, from the Philly, you got to remember, from the Philly perspective of Ted bragging about taking over the Hard Rock is butt funny to me.
It's pretty funny.
Okay, you got to take some of the joning. Yeah. And, you know,
there was nothing wrong with that.
I mean, racial slurs, I mean, that's a total show. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. I the memes were funny, and I'm sure Ted, like, he embraced some of it.
No, but it crosses the line.
When you wear your name on your jersey as Tailgate Ted, mm-hmm. you're going to have to take some joning.
Yeah. The guy has Commander's shoes on right now. I mean,
he's all in.
Yeah.
And by the way, I know we got to go to break. You said this during the break, but we've been trying to tell Cakes this for a long time. The name stinks, but no one cares.
No, we're winning. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, we could be the Pink Tulips. We're winning. That's all that matters.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, looking to upgrade your office game, radio listeners? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where we've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play when it comes to comfort, PVI has got the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the Fan, and you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity nets you a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com. Business grows with PVI. Coming up on the show, we've got Adam Kilgore joining us from the Washington Post at 8:25. Matt Verderam, national NFL reporter for SI Now. So we'll talk NFL playoffs with both of them.
You mentioned the Washington Post. It's funny. Last night I went on, and this is what happens when the team wins in their NFC Championship game. So I just wanted to see what people write about. Every article, I think, was about the Commanders. I mean, there were other stories, but every columnist, like the way that they lay it out, if you ever go to their online, everyone was about the Commanders.
Well, they know what gets clicks. Yeah. They know what sells. They're not stupid.
All right, let's go to Dr. Bob. I don't know what he's the doctor of, but he's calling from Fairfax Station. Dr. Bob, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Junk said, no, I had called before about that vasectomy, whether it was a procedure or not thing. Mm. But
okay.
I am a long-term Philly Eagles fan. I was born in Philly, moved to Virginia 25 years ago.
Okay.
So I just wanted to rebut a little bit about what Ted had to say. He is not living rent-free in any Philadelphia Eagles fan head. As of Sunday, we have totally forgotten about Tailgate Ted. I do appreciate, however, his charity work. That's phenomenal. And we do support that. And he was right. There is a very small vocal minority of Eagles fans who are total idiots. And they account for, 95% of our bad press. So if you come to a game, act like a normal person, cheer for your team a little bit, nobody's going to bother you.
Sounds like Ted, when he goes, he's a normal. I mean, he has Tailgate Ted on his jersey, but it doesn't sound like he's acting like an idiot.
Well, it was all the viral stuff that he did the night before, taking over the Hard Rock. The Hard
he
Rock
didn't do it viral. Stuff. Somebody videoed it, and it went viral. It's not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he wasn't looking.
He's doing what he does.
He didn't want it out
he
there.
He wasn't seeking it out. It just happened.
Yeah.
Hey,
I
have
but
a
I mean,
problem.
It's a tourist hotel in the middle of Philly. No, there's no Eagles fans hanging out down there.
Ted doesn't know that when he's booking the place. He's just trying to get a central location for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it didn't go viral, he would have walked up and down the aisle, and nobody would have said a word to him.
Oh, they still would have said a word. I'm sorry, but they would have kept their mouth shut regardless.
He's been there like 20 some times, right? You said 2 dozen.
Yeah, no, over 2 dozen times. I go there. I have no problem. I mean, I've never had an issue, but I always use the family bathroom. Right, I know what to expect. I bought a mouth guard, knowing what was going to happen to me. Right, I'm not dumb. This isn't my first time. I go to away games, but excuse me, Dr. Bob, look at my social media, look at my Twitter, see all of those vocal minorities that have nothing else to do but take pictures of me from 10 years ago in Photoshop. Huh. So I'm going to politely disagree with you, and I am living rent-free in their heads. Just let them know I need a place to stay for the next couple years when I come back to your stadium.
Hey, I do have
Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Something to nitpick with Ted.
Okay.
During his speech that he was filmed at the Hard Rock, I had to take umbrage with him saying we deserve this. He said that, and I'm very happy for fans like Ted and Eric and, that have just been the team has been crap for 30 years. Why do you deserve this? Like over the Buffalo Bills, who don't have a Super Bowl, or the Vikings, who have been in the playoffs many times and don't have a Super Bowl. I don't think they have a Super Bowl appearance.
Have their fans had to watch congressional videos of their owner? Have their fans had to deal with a yacht tracker trying to see where Dan Snyder is so he can be served a subpoena? Have their fans lost their name? Valdez, I love you, brother, but we have been through so much more than those fan bases that haven't won a ring, haven't won a damn thing, right? It's, from my standpoint, part of our identity was stolen because of that man that is now hiding in London, right? Our fan base has been a joke, and this has brought all of us back together.
Would you trade your Super Bowls for that bad owner press that, that you had to live through?
No.
Well, I'm just saying that these other teams haven't gotten haven't been able to experience what you have in the past. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but he doesn't care about those fans. Those aren't the fans that are in front of him.
Well, I'm just saying. I take umbrage with we deserve.
I rarely use the term deserve, right? Because I'm not sure we deserve anything. You know what I mean? Like. Life is weird.
No, I understand the hard times that, you had to deal with under the Snyder era.
What I would answer if I was Ted, I would say, well, they deserve it too.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. That would be my answer is I wouldn't say I deserve it more than like the pathetic Browns or something. Or, you know what I mean? But, you know, they deserve success, I guess. I don't like to use the word deserve.
I think Ted was just speaking from the heart. Like
he's not comparing himself.
Other Commanders fans, they've been through just hell over the last 25 years with Dan Snyder owning the team.
And it's been embarrassing.
And now they're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel where there's some positivity there.
The fan base has come back. And what I wanted to do, didn't know I was being filmed. I want all of them to enjoy this moment because we have had just 20 plus years of just horrible times of being the laughing joke of the NFL.
Right.
And I want
nobody
all of
going
them,
to the stadium.
Yeah, no one coming. I mean, I did a show with Emeril Lagasse, and they filmed from the tailgate. It looked like a preseason game. There was nobody there, right? But now it's packed. Yeah. Our fan base, and I've been quoted saying it multiple times, we're a sleeping giant, and the giant has actually woken up because of Jaden.
Well, right? When did you do a show with Emeril Lagasse?
Two years ago.
He's still around?
He's still around. They're flying me back down in the world to go do a show with him in a little bit.
How does he look?
He looks good.
He does?
He looks good.
All right, hold on. Let's go to, I didn't realize, forgive me, I didn't realize there was this subculture of all these, like, diehard fans that, like, have their own, like, fan bases, essentially.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So he was telling me about, what, Commander Guy, or what is his name?
Like, Ultimate Warrior?
Road Warrior.
Or Road Warrior. There's a Rally Captain.
You need to come up with a snappy persona besides EB.
Well, he's State Kid.
I'm just regular old
EB. He's the original EB.
So this is a guy, and he was telling me about him during the break, actually. Rally Captain. I guess he's a guy that gets a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Which one's Rally Captain's
Rally
deal?
Captain's my co-host that I do the podcast with. He hasn't missed a game since 2014, home or away.
He wears the chain with the big W.
Is this the guy that's in the front row?
Yeah, he's always in the front row. And he's hosting the party this Saturday night at Walters.
Oh, okay. Mm. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
We're doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, I just want to comment on what the guy who was talking about Ted, I think, before me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If you could be just a regular Commanders fan or a fan of the other 31 teams, Philadelphia is going to give you a rash of crap, regardless of who you are and who you rep. And I don't want to hear that crap about just be normal and they won't bother you. That is furthest from the truth.
I don't buy that. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. Like Ted said, I go to every game. I wear my burgundy and gold proud. I have not missed a game, home or away, since 2014. And I'm not going to allow a fan from any stadium to tell me what I should or shouldn't do.
I hear you. Were you with Ted then? Were you guys like together or what? How did this work?
No. So I arranged the buses to get up to Philadelphia. So I wanted to be at the rally, but I couldn't make it.
What was your experience at the game? Were you like just being sort of attacked the whole time?
Oh, yeah. As soon as I got off the bus, it's basically they believe in saying F you to everybody. That's their saying. They're not the city of brotherly love. They're the city of F you.
All right. So, hold on. All right. I find this fascinating. So they're cursing at you. Doesn't it ruin your experience? Like, because I would get pissed off. I would lose my temper at times. I've been known to lose my temper. And it would literally ruin my experience of the game.
Well, here's the deal. And I tell all of my customers on my trips,
yeah,
if you're going to Philadelphia and you're a hothead, this isn't the trip for you. If you're going to Philadelphia and you don't have thick skin, this isn't the trip for you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. My ignore game is on 1,000 the minute I step off the bus. You see what I wear. I wear a big chain. My jeans are painted. Everything is Commanders out, from my sneakers to my custom hat to everything.
Right.
And so I expect it. No matter where I go, I expect it. And when they say, hey, F you or the clown show or whatever they say, I just give them the thumbs up and I keep walking. And as Ted said, I tell my customers, don't bait them because they want you to say something. I just keep walking, give them the thumbs up, and they shut up.
Do you agree that with Ted that the Eagles fans are the worst fans you've ever dealt with?
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah.
The only fans that were outside of them was back in Oakland. Uh-huh. Oakland was just another beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oakland, it would be Philadelphia, Oakland.
Yeah.
Other than that, everybody else, they may say, hey, you suck, but then they'll come and say, I'm sorry. No,
what
say,
about the Giants?
So even Giant fans aren't as bad, huh?
Well, they're bad too to a degree, yeah. But they let it go. They let it go. They won't continue to harp on you.
Dude, how much you spend on tickets? Because Ted says you sit in the front row every time.
I do.
Well, honestly, how much you spend annually? It's got to be going up every year.
I don't know, guys. It's a lot. I mean, I'm just going to say that. It's a lot. Yeah. I never talk about that type of stuff because that takes away from the fandomship, if you will. But just know that I do spend a lot of money. I work. Everyone always asks me. So the only way, and I want to put this out, and I'm glad that you guys accepted my call.
Yeah.
I don't get paid from the team.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks, oh, you get paid from the team. That's the only reason why you can do that. Let me guys tell you, there are a lot of behind-the-scenes work that I do, working overtime, working the midnight shift, working, doing this, doing that to save up. And what people don't understand is the way that I'm able to do it, this has been my success. I have already saved up my money for the 2025 season in 24.
Right.
So back in 2013, I knew that I wanted to go to every game. So in 2013, I saved up the money for 2014.
Right.
And in 2014,
we're up against a break. We get it. Budget. Yeah. It's called a budget.
Thanks for all your budget. Thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, buddy.
Soon, guys.
All right.
Thank you, pal. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate you giving us behind the
appreciate
scenes
you guys,
of
man.
Your trip to Philly. And Walter's Saturday night is the season celebration party with you and Rally Captain.
6 to 9. 6 to 9.
Very good. That's Tailgate Ted. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.